On previous programs, we've heard from Mike Harding, research scientist, plant pathology with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, about a disease outlook in canola. Today, he provides an overview of cereal disease trends and what to be aware of in 2019.
If we look at stripe rust, we can see that back in 2015 and 2016, we had 40% disease incidence in our fields on average. But then in 2017 and 2018, it just really has gone dropped off here to less than 10%. Similarly, for Fusarium head blight, between 2010 and 2016, you know, we were up to about 30% of samples being downgraded due to FDKs. And then we solved that problem in 2017 and 2018, and the Fusarium head blight just kind of went away, less than 2%. We also had been looking for wheat streak mosaic virus, and we saw that it was creeping up. We had a few fields in 2014, and then a few more in 15, and then even more in 2016, but then it just kind of leveled off. Overwintering diseases. Why did stripe rust and wheat streak mosaic kind of go away? Was it because it was dry? Sort of, not really. What happened in 2016, 2017? We actually started to get some winters where these organisms, either the vectors that move the virus or the fungus that causes the disease, couldn't survive the winter. And so the fact that the numbers went down isn't a reason for us to think that they can't just flare right back up again. So the last thing I wanted to point out similarly is that we had this run of Fusarium head blight becoming more and more of an issue in Alberta from about 2010 to about 2016, and then we kind of seem to have solved it, just gone away. Well, don't forget that one of the things we did to help remind us to not forget is did a survey on corn, and we still find it in more than half the corn samples we look at. Out of 107 fields, we had 52.4% of the stems positive, so that organism is still there, but when it's really dry at anthesis, we don't see a lot of head blight. So the fungus hasn't gone anywhere. It's still there just waiting for some wet conditions during flowering, and we could be right back at 35% of samples downgraded. So don't forget that it's still there. It didn't go anywhere. And so here's the survey that we did in 2015 and 2016 with the help of the Ag Fieldman. These are the areas in Alberta where we reported positives for Fusarium graminearum. And you can see that it's becoming an Alberta problem, not a southern Alberta problem. So this is something to watch out for pretty much everywhere we grow cereals. And don't assume that it's gone away.
Mike Harding was speaking at this year's Agronomy Update in Lethbridge.